This podcast contains adult content and adult language. In no way does this reflect the opinions of other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester or Homecast. Your discretion is advised. Good morning, Gloucester. It's Alicia Unleashed post Fiesta podcast. Yep. So excited. Episode
63.
We got some special people in the house. Actually, we're not in the house.
We have outside. So many people. Yes.
We are outside Bridget's house right now.
We are.
It's gorgeous out here, actually.
It is.
And the Fiesta parade, the Sunday parade, just passed.
Yep, the procession just passed us.
Yeah, so we not only have B-Side.
What up?
We have our friends from Cali. We have Michelle and Lino.
Hey.
Hooty hoo.
So
we also have a secret guest.
Oh, we do. We have a
she's
silent.
She's anonymous.
We have a silent anonymous guest, a.k.a. my little sister, Celia.
We also got my dog out here, so ambient noises, bear with us. We don't care. We want to be outside. It's too nice.
But you know what? We really don't have a lot of background noise right now.
Not anymore. They all left.
Yeah. Can we just talk about how I think this was the longest we have ever waited for a Sunday parade? We're in front of Our Lady. Basically, so we feel so blessed right now because we're at Our Lady's.
Well,
because
the Cardinal just blessed us, too.
Yeah, the Cardinal.
Yeah,
just,
that happened.
That was
that
amazing.
Happened, right? But so Michelle and Lena, have you guys experienced something like this before? Like this religious parade that you just witnessed? Have you seen anything like this before?
No.
Never. Mm-mm.
No.
No.
Really?
No, we don't do that kind of stuff over there. Well, if we do, we're not there. We're not there.
Okay. But
I feel very Portuguese this weekend.
Well,
Portuguese and Italian.
Yeah, but I'm Portuguese. I'm half Portuguese.
Oh, okay then. Oh, so then you fit right in. And we're next to the Portuguese
church. I know.
Church.
She was like, well, come visit me in these days. And I was like, okay, I've never been around that many Portuguese people in my life. So it'll be nice.
Oh, well, perfect. Welcome to New England.
Welcome home.
Welcome to Gloucester.
Welcome home in Gloucester.
And Michelle, you've never witnessed anything like this before?
No.
Not even in Puerto Rico?
Never. Maybe a little Puerto Rico, but no, not this fun. And not so close to home.
Really?
Yeah.
It's great.
The closest I've been to something like this was when I went to Mexico.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's true.
I went to Mexico to visit my family in the little rancho that we're from over there. But just basically church was like that. Like, every Sunday is huge matter there.
Right.
And the saint. But when I went, we have a saint, La Virgen de Talpa is what she's called. And I did get to see a little bit of that. Not as many people, right? But, I mean, you can feel the dedication that they had to those saints. That was pretty cool. That was the closest I've been. But this one is just big.
What'd you think about it? What'd you guys think about it?
This little thing we just saw here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The religious aspect of it. What did you guys think about it?
I thought there was going to be more drunk, belligerent people.
No, that's the greasy bowl. This is the...
Basically, Bridget was like, you're going to see a bunch of drunk people shouting out a statue. I was like, obscenities? Like, thinking they're going to be shouting out obscenities?
That's true!
Is it a bunch of belligerent people shouting obscenities? Because that sounds great, but this was nice also, even though that wasn't
visualized, actually, but...
Right, right.
This was awesome, I mean.
Nah, the greasy bowl walkers are like that... stepsister at the wedding reception that goes in the coat closet and stuff like that, you know? Whereas this is the legit, this is the formal stuff right here.
It was nice.
But we had the Cardinal formal. Today. The Cardinal was there.
He's in Q's.
With Father Jim.
Yep.
So, yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
So
we got to see Melissa Cox, our favorite.
We did. Love Melissa Cox.
She was very nice.
Yep, holding up that oar pretty strong right there.
Melissa Cox has been a powerful player in our vacation time, at least for Michelle.
She saved me the other night.
Yep. She swooped in on her while this old man was dancing with her, trying to touch her hair.
Dancing and spitting in my eyes.
That's why I got pink eye. Damn. Yep. Melissa just walked in. I was like, go save my friend. She's like, what's her name? And I went to say it, and she walked away anyway.
She went right in and danced with her. She said she
couldn't hear
you.
Let me guess which friend is yours.
That's great. That's great. Yep. So like we had said before, this is post Fiesta cast, pretty much, because we had done a pre Fiesta cast, but we have two Fiesta virgins. You popped their bubble this weekend.
I popped their cherries.
Felt so good.
So
felt so good.
So now we just got follow up questions. I mean, we're talking to two people that have never witnessed or been to Fiesta in their life, as we just spoke about, that they just witnessed this.
And we speak
amazing
about these people often, or at least I
of
do.
Of course you do. Right. So they're like, they shouldn't be new. Our secret in our closet listeners know who you guys are. But now they get to hear you guys.
Oh, funny.
Yeah. So, I mean, do you guys even listen to this podcast?
I have a couple times.
It's okay if you say no. Bridget might, you know, feel like a little, you know, a little something way about
Not
it.
Not at all. I don't feel salty about it. People don't even know, like, what's a podcast? I'm like, stop talking to me right now. But Lena has, like, commented on things, like, to me, and has listened to a few, right?
Yes, but I've never finished one. Because I, like, try to listen to them. I try to...
Beast alert.
Yeah, okay. What were you doing? Weirdo? Ooh,
she saw the big truck.
It's her territory.
Thing.
She's all
right. So you didn't finish one. You haven't finished.
No, I've listened to,
coming,
like, the beginning of, like,
you
three
fully
of them.
Finished, huh?
No, because I try to do it in the morning. Like, I start before the kids come. And then the kids get there, and then it's like...
Yeah, we kind of have potty words. Potty laying, potty mouths.
I'm really bad at social media, so that's the only reason why I have only... Like, listen to you guys a couple times.
She really does suck at
and social media. And that's not even
she
a
does.
Bad thing. To be
really, really bad.
That's
shit.
Actually not a bad thing. To
so
suck
sorry.
At social media, that's actually a very good thing nowadays, because you're not connect. You're not obsessed with it. You're not, like, super uber connected to it. And that's kind of cool. So how do you get information?
The news?
Lena?
Oh, like news? Newspaper?
News? Like,
news?
Oh, you read the paper?
Well, a little bit. A little bit. I read the paper a little bit.
You physically
on my
touch a newspaper?
Yes.
You do?
The like Fremont paper that we have, the little paper.
That is not news, girl.
But I also watch the news in the morning, which is one of the reasons I'm going to be really sad to get rid of our cable.
Oh, Lord.
We're going to get rid of cable.
And what are you going to bring in?
She's not being on social media, but she likes some cable.
Netflix.
You know Hulu does live TV now, right?
Netflix.
Oh, okay. So you guys are just going to live off Netflix?
Netflix and Amazon Prime and...
My uncle does that. So my uncle does not have cable. He's all about... Uncle Max does that.
Uncle Max. I was going to say Uncle Max.
Oh, Celia, you don't either? So nope. Celia, what do you have?
I have just a Hulu account that I watch on my iPad. Yeah.
You
and that's
watch
it?
Your shows.
Hulu does live news now and live TV now.
That, so we would have to get that one.
News
nice.
Is for the devil.
It's $15.99.
Okay, so there is a study that shows that if you watch the news, you're more depressed. Like yeah.
I would be.
It would
Hell
make
yeah.
your day worse. But I like watching certain things on there just in the morning. But, yeah.
Well, especially if you're not a social media person, then where are you getting your... Basically, where are you getting your information? So...
Yep. But it's like also, what information are you obtaining in social media except for, like, nonsense anyway? So it's like, why does it
really
matter?
Well, I think with social media is that it's instant... Like, you know, we live in this instant gratification society, and anything that's happening around the world, you are seeing instantly.
Yeah.
So where Michelle might not see it till the, you know, 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock news, and you guys are on the West Coast, and you know a lot of shit happens over here on the East Coast. Like, you guys are
yeah,
a little
that
bit behind.
At like 9 a.m. for them, they're like, oh, prime time. What's happening?
I watch the morning news, so I catch it in the morning, and then like I'll like. When I have a bathroom break, that's when I get my little social media fix. And
social media
yeah,
break.
Yeah, get on Facebook real quick.
So, are you on Facebook?
I am.
So, what social media avenues do you have? Like, where do you go? Like, you have...
She's on
you
all...
Have
are you on all of them?
You're on all of them, but you just don't go to them all the time.
Yeah, well, but how do you keep up? I don't understand how people are constantly posting things, because I feel like I have no time when I'm out and enjoying my life.
Yes.
I don't want to stop to take a photo.
Hashtag Bridget.
Listen.
But hashtag Bridget. This girl starts her Instagram snaps with, I don't know if you've been following along.
My Snapchat. And those are private snaps to you, weirdo.
But I'm very happy that you guys do it, because then I have
this is the most I've ever Snapchatted, and I was all drunk and being dumb. And I was like, so what happens when you hang out with Bridget? Everybody needs to know everything.
Listen, it is so rare that I have friends in town, especially friends like from the West Coast. You are my second.
We got 165 streak. I'm not talking that much shit.
You guys
clearly, I'm good at social media too. Yeah. Just saying, mm-hmm. It's been stepped up.
I would just like people, my here. Haters that follow me on Snapchat, to be like, eh.
You have haters that follow
I do.
You?
Of course I do.
Oh, you are right somebody. You are somebody.
So you guys got here on Thursday, so you have witnessed and been a part of the Fiesta experience since day one. Mm-hmm. So Bridget, Thursday night, where'd you bring them?
That was so long ago.
Where the fuck did we go?
I know, we're thinking Thursday? Way back now. We're thinking way,
we came here.
Yeah. We stayed here.
We took a nap. We walked around.
Oh, we went to the Azorian.
We saw you guys.
Yeah, we had dinner at the Azorian.
And then we went to Stone.
Yeah, we went to
and
Stone.
And we played Shut the Box.
Oh, Shut the Box. Yes.
Shut the Box. Stone.
So you did just a tip on Thursday.
Oh, that we made her take a shot of tequila, and she was all...
She was miserable the next day.
All right, so you did just the tip of Fiesta on Thursday.
But they got to meet Jamie, which was one of...
Jamie from Stone's is... It's epic, and that you got to meet him, that's amazing.
Very awesome bartender.
Oh, he's
and
the best.
And he played Shut the Box with us.
Horrible to look at, though.
I know, right? Can he even
gross.
Can he even stand it right now?
I can't.
Uh-oh.
And his wife?
Is she
and his kid?
Oh, wait, no, the baby's so cute. We saw them walking down the street.
They're like a fucking beautiful family. You just want to fucking be like, are you serious? Does that even happen right now?
So
they are
cute.
The cutest fucking family in the world.
Walking down the streets of...
Rockport.
Perfect, cute little Rockport. Yeah.
So then on Friday, you guys... So let's talk about this. You guys stayed at the Back Shore for a couple of nights at the Atlantis.
Yeah.
Can you even fucking stand it? Like, you guys, that was perfect for you guys.
So pretty gross. And quiet there, like, in comparison to our days, you know, because it was jammed full of people. And then when we get there, it's quiet and nice. And the ocean's right in front of us.
Right. So it was a great, like, balance between going into the craziness and then at night going into the back
shore. A little decompressing.
Yes. Right.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
Bridget, I think we need to do this every Fiesta. We just need to
rent
on the back shore.
Super.
Make sure, hopefully, Uber will be stronger then.
I hope so. We really don't have
we got Momber, though. Mm. We got Momber.
Oh, what's that?
My mom Uber.
She was gracious and picked us up and dropped us off. It was so nice.
That's great.
She was like, well, I'd rather. So we were like, well, shit. Yeah. We'd rather, too.
So on Friday, you did the bar Fiesta experience.
We
and you guys went to Katrina's.
We did two bars.
So you went where?
We went to Katrina's, and then we got into the St. Peter's Club with Melissa. I was not going in there, and I saw Melissa, and I'm like, where are you going next?
You were true Fiesta-ing if you were going to St. Peter's Club.
She's like, we're going to the St. Peter's Club. I'm like, we're coming with you. Wrap up the bill. Let's do this.
St. Peter's was very bright, and it smelled like man in there.
It was big in there. Like, you walk through those tiny little doors, and all of a sudden, you're in this, like, fucking warehouse with all these little guys.
Super
like,
bright in there. It was a lot of light. I was like, woo.
So many people.
And it's not like Pratty's where it's like, Jesus, you take people home in this lighting? No, because women are not allowed in there except for this one particular weekend. So there's
women
that.
Are allowed.
Uncertain, no.
Some people were saying that
Jess said they're not women are not allowed except for St. Peter's weekend.
I've been in there otherwise.
That's gross. Well,
that's what I heard.
So you guys went to Katrina's. You saw John Jerome. He played there. Did you guys love him?
Yes.
The band, they played so well together, and they had someone playing harmonica and what else? The trumpet?
The slide.
And the slide.
Oh, and the slide.
Yeah.
They rocked. And then Bridget and I went to go see them last weekend on a Sunday at Captain Carlos, and they... John is amazing.
He did an acoustic set on Sunday.
Yeah, it was awesome.
They
it was great.
So good to go. I didn't want to get up and dance because I just wanted to watch them.
This one's over here apologizing. Oh, are you guys okay? Like, everything about this is fucking awesome.
Yep.
We had a
video.
Good spot to sit at.
Oh,
we
my
ate
gosh.
Food. Well, we ate food.
An Irishman spit in my eye.
No. You've been eating since you got here.
Non-stop.
I mean, what's not... Exactly, right? that's what Fiesta Weekend is. And then you guys went over to St. Peter's Club, and how long were you there for? To last call? Or?
No. Like we were 10, there for like 10, 15 minutes. Enough for me to go
just
in
the experience. Yeah,
enough
of the
for
St.
me
Peter's
to go into
Club.
The bathroom, and a girl dropped her pills onto the wet floor and picked them up. And I stepped on one, and she went in after it after me. Like, and let's just say they were not ibuprofen.
That they were not.
I was like, and then I saw her come out of the stall. I'm like, oh, yeah, that totally makes sense.
She was a mess. Yeah.
No, I know who she is. That makes perfect sense. I was like, yep. And then we went back to Katrina's. And we saw Rachel. Rachel came down and escaped from her house and her husband for a minute. And she stopped by for a drink.
Awesome.
For the whole length
of
wagon wheel.
In there.
Yeah.
There was a really gross gentleman that I could have sworn was like rubbing on me. Like I was seated I was seated away from him, and like at the bar, and I felt something, and I looked back, and he's all, yeah, and I'm like, oh no,
you're like, rubbing, I hope not.
That's a Fiesta experience, right?
You got the boom. So now let's move on to Saturday.
Yeah.
Well, Saturday.
Yep.
What did we do Saturday?
And you guys went down to the Greasy Pole.
We did.
Oh. Yeah.
So you saw this in action. Did you ever see any YouTube videos before the Greasy Pole?
I wanted to get
pulled. So this was
we had seen it.
Bridget
so,
showed me.
All right. So how did you guys think about that in person?
I was so excited. I was so excited to watch it, and I have like 3 videos of it. And yeah, I was just like waiting for someone to get the pole.
And you guys happened to... Why did...
And I wish I had binoculars. So, like, everyone else was getting the close-up view with the binoculars. I wish I had those.
People have binoculars out there?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And you literally left, and then 2 minutes later, Randy Sweet got
the pole. Well, here's the thing. So, I...
We witnessed
the flag.
Oh,
you did?
Yeah. You were there for it.
No. Sure. I went by myself.
She went to the bathroom.
So, Lena, Michelle, and my niece, Gabby, were on the beach, and I said... Is everyone good? And she's, and you know, Michelle's like, I want to see someone get the flag. I'm like, okay, well, I gotta pee. So either by the time I get to the end of the cement right here, they're gonna get the flag, meet me at the bathroom trailer, or I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. No sooner did I hit the cement, I hear, Randy Sweet got the flag! And then I was like, yep, still peeing, still laser focused, gotta get to that trailer. And let me tell you, I've never wanted to spend so much time in a fucking trailer, porta potty trailer.
Oh, yeah.
That thing has AC! That shit was gross yesterday. It was so hot out. I was sitting there, I'm like, I could just stay here for a minute, pretend like I'm taking a lot longer.
Porta potty trailers are the thing right now.
They like got AC. Those,
like they the are. There's like, one. Yeah. So that's pretty cool that they have those.
Oh my god!
Did they experience an Ambi sausage?
Yes. Yep. That was the first thing we did when we got down there.
We did.
And how was it?
Amazing.
Right.
It was so good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And then, after that, we went and had fried dough with my niece. You know, they got to experience fried dough. They'd never had fried dough before.
Wait, what?
No, they don't have fried dough.
It's not a thing out there.
We have funnel cakes. You know, they're lighter.
Yeah, I know what a funnel cake is. How do I know what a funnel cake is?
Because you're from Georgia.
Have never had... you guys have never had fried dough.
No. And I was pleasantly surprised that I had powdered sugar all over me. By the time I was finished eating it, it was like everywhere.
I had powdered sugar on me by the time we got to where we were going to sit down to eat it. I was like, I haven't even had any of this shit. And I'm like, coated in white. I was like, how the fuck did that happen?
She had her Fiesta whites on too soon.
Yeah.
So wow, good. That probably blows my mind more than anything else. You guys have never had fried dough.
Oh.
Gabby said the same thing.
She was telling us about all the food we were going to eat, and I wasn't sure if she was talking about food or, like, people's last names.
Oh, that's right.
I was like, wait, is that a person or a piece of meat?
And one of them's kind of both.
Which one?
Gigoloni.
Gigoloni.
We went to Rachel's house yesterday.
Yeah, let me get a side of gigoloni.
And then you got the real Fiesta experience by going to a house party.
Backyard
by some
party.
Italians.
Oh, yeah.
That was
the one. So, how was that? You guys have had the full Italian Fiesta.
When you come back, we're going to be low key. We're not doing half of this shit next time you come back. We're not doing all
this.
You're
going to learn to do it like a local.
Yeah. You go.
Nothing.
You wait till 9 o'clock and you're like, all right, let's go see what the bar scene looks like. Oh, one drink, good. Yay, viva. Bye. Yeah.
The local scene.
Yeah.
And which brings us to Sunday, and you guys, like we just talked about, you guys got to witness the full, you know, religious parade, which for some reason this year was
got blessed by a cardinal.
So much longer, and you guys
pretty sure we made eye contact
right home about that, you know,
we did. Yeah, and here we are.
Yeah,
in Bridget's yard.
Yep,
and
we
tonight,
did a low key breakfast today. Not as crazy as yesterday.
What'd you do for breakfast? So good.
Donut Jim's. They went and had Donut Jim's.
Great.
Got themselves some bagels and some breakfast.
Oh, they did George's.
We did George's yesterday.
Yep.
Yep.
But
and
wait,
the day before we did Sugar Magnolias.
So they've admit, wow. So they
we're
run
skipping
the gamut.
Over my favorite part.
What part? Oh, what? Tell them right now.
I feel like we should have special music for this. Some nice.
I'll put it in post.
I'm sure Bridget
I'll
can
do it in
edit
post.
It in.
I'll do
I'll
it in
put
post.
It in whatever that means. Virgilio sandwich.
Oh,
with the hots. You like spicy stuff? We'll put the hots on it. Like, oh my god.
They got a St. Joseph's.
Yeah,
on a St. Joseph's roll.
Yep,
I think that was
shit.
My favorite thing that I've eaten here.
Until you go into my house tonight.
Oh yeah,
we're not even there yet.
So far,
we got to get through Auntie Tony's, and then we got to go to the pool, and then we got to get to Alicia's.
Oh my gosh!
I told them they're going to be on a juice cleanse for the rest of the week.
Yeah, for
I'm
real.
On
detox after this food.
Fast. I'm just going to live off what I've ingested here for the next couple days.
I know. I wanted my stomach to like be good every single day, so like. Last night I got a stomach ache. I ate leftovers.
That's because she was gnawing on a cold steak on
it
the
was
bed.
Cold.
Dying.
But it was necessary.
It was a cold stew.
The cold
it was
steak
a cold
was
fucking
necessary
stew from
after
Thursday.
The alcohol.
Mama always said, "Don't gnaw on a cold steak." So, in the hotel room, girl.
I had a stomach ache. It's better, of course.
I ate my half of my apple pancake from George's because it's so funny. The waitress
she was fine.
Like, the waitress was like, "Do you want one or two?" I'm like. Yeah, I know how you roll. One, please. Thanks.
That was dessert.
Was ridiculous.
That was dessert for breakfast. It was so good. It was like brown sugar butter.
And we also, I'm really sad that the cheesesteak boats we left behind at the hotel.
No, I'm not.
This one's for my homies. Peace out.
It was all good.
And tonight hungry. You get the full, authentic Italian meal.
Oh my god.
We're doing some chicken palm, some eggplant rotini, we're going to do some spadinis, some arancini.
All them eenies.
All them eenies.
All give me all them eenies, girl. What you got on my eenie?
Having a new hashtag. All about the eenies.
Yeah.
All about the eenies.
That's hilarious.
But you guys are going to go down today and see the final greasy pool.
We're going. Yes. Yep. That's
okay.
A game plan.
Cool.
Maybe go see the fishermen. We've driven by it, but they haven't actually fully seen him.
The statue.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he's going to be there when they come back, but you know, just you got to get that full experience.
They've had the full experience.
Best part about Rachel's party last night is some drunk Italian guy came in and literally was doing like that squat and doing the chant at full volume with his diaphragm. I'm like, damn,
and
that man's been powered up. Like
getting red in the face. It was perfect.
He was
yeah,
gonna,
it was
like,
so
I
good I couldn't even record it. Like I just
I
had to just soak that
over.
In.
Just
I'm like,
be in the moment with
how
that,
is he still
right?
standing after that? Like
he was
like,
he was barely there. Like honestly, I was
and
like,
then he
Whoa.
Made me high five him after every time.
It's amazing. So Michelle, what has been your favorite part of Fiesta so far?
The greasy pole.
Yeah?
The greasy pole was my favorite. I've never seen anything like that. Never, ever, ever have I even thought of anything like that. So I was like, what? A greasy pole? And then I got to see how they put the Crisco up there.
She likes greasy poles.
Juicy. I do like the greasy pole, but...
Hashtag juicy.
Yes, that was amazing. I'm not going to say anything else.
Awesome. Lena, what was your favorite part?
Bridget.
All over your arm.
It was water. It's
juicy.
Fine. I was going to choke either way, so I had to spit it.
That sounds
no,
great.
No, I don't know. I have, like...
Not an advertisement.
I have a few favorite parts. I have a few favorite
Talk
parts.
About it.
Yeah. Walking through the town, watching, seeing everything before, like, it happens, like, around, like, this time, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know my phone has not switched over at all. I look at my
oh,
phone,
so funny.
It's 11:53 a.m.
Oh, wow, that's weird.
My phone refuses. But so, like, early in the day, we're walking down, and just, you know, it's, like, so tiny, everybody knows Bridget. Hey, Bridget! Or Bridget knows somebody driving. Like, when we're walking, all of a sudden, hey, Tony! Hella loud. We're just like, I'm like, what the hell is this? I love it here. Everybody's so loud, just yelling at each other when you see each other.
It's only during this weekend.
I was going to say, is that a common occurrence?
No, no. That's because, yeah, we ran into Paul Catania.
Of course.
Yeah, we ran into Paul by the dress code. And then we ran into Misaraka, and then we ran into Tony a few times. Yeah, the girl yesterday that was like, "Where are you going tonight?" I was like, "House party."
Oh yeah, we ran into her today.
Oh yeah, she was hugging us today. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was her.
Yeah, her, she had her hair tied back because that hair is fierce.
She was wearing the
whites. Oh yes. Oh yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. And you met, you know, Melissa. The only person they haven't met is Christina.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can you make that happen before they leave?
I don't think that's going to happen.
Oh, okay. All right.
I tried.
All right. So, Lena, what was the other thing that you liked about it?
I liked how when we first came up to the fiesta, we were there at the perfect time. That was when Momber dropped us off.
Yep.
Right? Momber. And then we saw the almost scuffle in the parking lot. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we saw their first fiesta scuffle.
Yeah. So we get out of the car.
Weird. Never happened.
We get out of the car, we walk like a minute, and then bam, it's like time to fight. And then we keep walking, and when we stop at the altar, just as the saint is still wrapped up in his little curtain.
The replica.
And I'm like, oh, we're just in time. And then, bam, curtain drops.
Wow.
Bam, cannons go off all
get
right
out.
Over us.
No way. Yeah.
Cannon cannons.
How did
it? I was like, what?
We were in the right, and it's just like littering on us. We're like, what the hell is this? That was so fucking perfect.
It was great.
Yeah,
wow.
It was great.
Because I saw the curtain, yeah. And I was like, oh my God, that's the replica. And the woman was getting ready. I'm like, oh, they're going to reveal it. We can't go anywhere.
Because yeah,
we were
going to
go do a walk around.
It was like they were waiting for us. And wait, there they are. Let's do it now.
The curtain dropped, and all of a sudden you hear, and the confetti just came. I'm like, what is this?
It's so exciting.
I've never experienced that shit before.
Right.
Like, they've never had confetti cannons.
Yeah.
It was perfect timing. It was all over us. We had confetti all over us.
It was great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's interesting because.
But it's like, here we are.
Had they not been here, I probably would have been hanging out with you.
Probably would have been doing nothing. Hanging out with you.
Probably been a low key, like I'd go and touch the tip and be like, counts. Only time it counts. And then, you know.
And I did it. And this year I did more fiesta than I've done in probably well over 10 years because my friend Darcy was here with her children and they had not been up here in 7 years. So. I had to also do the touristy all around Massachusetts thing. So go to Patriots Place, go to Faneuil Hall, go to the Greasy Pole yesterday, have a cookout, you know, all that kind of stuff. And got to hang out with Mr. E and his girls.
Yeah, they got to meet Mr. E.
Yep, you did. And you're going to meet Mr. E again tonight.
Fully actually be able to talk to him on full, like,
right,
full
right.
Length,
to, like, actually, you know, exactly. One of the most amazing men in my life ever.
Beats
life.
The guy from last year. Homeless Joe.
Well, Homeless Joe was this time last year. Fuck Homeless Joe.
Came in my yard. I'm like, you can leave now.
Oh, no.
You don't need to be here for the parade.
By Monday morning, I was like, get the fuck out of here. We leaving.
Oh,
let's
bye.
Go. Bye. Let's go.
That's a fiesta regret.
Thank God for Mr. E. That's all I got to say. Thank God.
Where did you meet Mr. E?
Online.
Online.
POF. So it was really funny story. I was speaking with my sister, and I was like, I'm totally getting off POF after I get off this phone with you. I'm deleting it. And she was speaking about her friend, Betty, who met this guy from eHarmony. And I was like, well, I might as well just, you know, go the eHarmony route because POF after a year hasn't been doing shit for me. And literally got off the phone with her and had this message from this guy, Peter.
Aww.
Oh my God, what the fuck?
Did you just say his name?
What?
Did you just say his name?
Oh, yeah, well if yeah, you
pointed it out.
Yeah,
Peter.
So
she follows it on whatever. He's listening. He's like he's, one of,
oh, he's,
one
oh,
of
he's,
two listeners.
Oh, he's a crazy listener, so.
Shout out to Peter.
Shout out, Peter, Mr. E. So, and he was like, hey, how's your Saturday going? And it was it was December 3rd, and it was one of those Decembers where it was like 80 degrees or 70 degrees. It was weird. It was one of those weird ones. So anyway, the rest is history. He came down that day. I was like, hey, come and visit. And We had a 9-hour date.
Nice.
I took him a culinary tour of Gloucester.
Oh, I've been on that.
You have. So that's it. So yeah, but yeah, and it's really great because actually Betty, that her Celia's friend that met on eHarmony, they're now engaged. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So if I would have gone, I really would have gone that eHarmony route. So shout out to eHarmony.
Yeah. Good.
Bridget.
What up?
Good.
No. No.
You're not I'm on busy. That one. You're not on that one yet?
Nah.
I'm well, busy. That one matches you up yourself. You're not allowed to search for people. They can't search for you. You got paid for it. Right? They match you up. So you get your how many ever matches a week, and that's all you get. So I think that's better because they can.
Like a what if section. So like every day new what ifs come in. So they might not be matching up with you, but what if they were like a year older or what if
that's
they.
That's funny. Oh, that's
are you on that one,
that
show?
Sounds exhausting. Sounds exhausting.
That was my next route, but my grandmother sent me Peter, and that was it.
Nice. Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So technically, this is Peter's weekend because when you're Italian, if you are the name of the saint, that is your weekend. So even Tyler's Joseph. So when we have St. Joseph's, anybody with the name Joseph or has a Joseph in their name, that's their saint. And
that's
so
half the fucking city.
It is Joseph, yeah. So with Peter, technically this weekend, this is weekend, yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah, so, and he's a, I'm not going to say it, because it's slang.
Is it Minigani?
That's so slang. That's like bad slang.
What are you talking about? Everyone's been calling you a Minigani all the whole weekend. What are you talking about?
Or your whole life.
Yeah, that too.
Everyone's been calling me a Minigani my whole life.
Minigani.
Oh, God. Okay, I'll have to apologize.
One of these days I'm going to learn motherfucking Portuguese like, and shock you
like,
all.
That's like, no.
I'm going to learn it. I'm going to do it. So, Rosetta Stone.
I would say, is there anything else you guys would want to experience while you're here? But you guys have, I feel like you guys have experienced almost everything.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind doing it all over again.
Oh, so you guys are going to come back next year? Is what you're saying? Is it going to be a tradition?
Possibly.
I would say, right?
I was saying maybe we could like do a road trip.
How long have we had this trip in the works?
Since January. You and I have been talking about this since January. Because you're like, I want to come see you. And I was like, I want you to come see me. And I said, this is the only weekend that you should probably come out.
I wanted to see Bridget's Stomping Grounds.
Yeah.
Basically, and we got that.
Oh, you got that and more.
Because so I next time guys, we come down, she said she's going to show us everything else.
Yeah.
What's everything
Boston
else?
Boston proper.
Oh, you mean like Boston, like outside that, of G-Town. Like,
but yeah, I mean, we went, did you know there's a Puerto Rican neighborhood in Southie?
Yeah, there is.
No.
We went there for Puerto Rican food.
Super Puerto Rican.
I would go to Lynn for Puerto Rican food, but okay.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. They saw something other, your aunt tagged you in a Phantom Gourmet video.
Yes.
Of a restaurant in Southie.
Awesome.
In the South End. And it's a whole Puerto Rican neighborhood.
Literally, there was like Puerto Ricans playing soccer.
I mean, I thought
on
we
the
just
corner of the road.
Interesting. I mean, I thought we could just go to Lynn, Salem, you know, any of those places.
Yeah, next time Puerto we'll Ricans. Go to Salem and stuff.
Are you Puerto Rican?
I'm Puerto Rican and Spanish.
Okay.
But I have an Italian last name. I'm not going to say it, but yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, it's like I'm a mutt.
You're a mutt. Okay.
I'm a mutt for sure.
Yeah.
Michelle Gigoloni.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You can't get any more Italian than that name.
That's great.
I wish I knew somebody named that where I'm from because I could just call them that all day long.
Gigoloni.
Yeah. Not a meat. Gigolo, you cannot eat it. Anyway,
it's not a meat. You cannot eat it. That is cannibalism. yeah, I mean, we did a lot. I wanted to take them to like Salem, but I mean, we did some poolside by the ocean, you know. We
what missed out in Salem.
The only thing we didn't do is
Salem
the beach,
witches.
But
I know. I'm just gonna say. Besides a good witch hunt, what goes down there now?
A good witch hunt.
Pretty much about it.
You don't even have to come to Salem for a witch hunt. You could just watch the news.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That I do.
Oh.
Joey C's panicking.
I know. Joey's like, no politics. No politics. What are you doing? Don't do it, Alicia.
So. In our Saturday predictions, I think it was called, like, I think Rachel called it that the flag would be grabbed on round 3,
so
by the way. I'm thinking he's going for a triple threat. I think he's going to be new Jake Sweet Woods.
Going for, I would like to see that because it doesn't happen very often.
No.
We are.
It is at 3:04. Don't worry.
We have
we got,
time.
We got time.
We got time. I think, yeah, I think it's time. So I it's been a lot of years since Jake Wood. Wait, Jake or Stu was the last one?
I think Stu was.
When was Stu? How many years ago?
So
yeah, it was Jake, then Stu. Sure.
I think when I came to visit, Stu had
so
won.
So Stu McGilvery was the last one we're gonna say. Because we know Jake
to
Wood.
To do three?
To do three, yeah. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
And then once they do that, they're in Sunday for life.
Does that make people mad or are people proud of that person doing all three?
They're that's proud. Nice. They really are because it doesn't, like I said, just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So they do. They're really proud. And probably every, like today... Probably every other person on that platform.
When he won yesterday, they got sprayed by the celebratory beers.
Oh yeah. Damn it.
They got blessed by them, too.
We got blessed.
You guys got some liquids on you this weekend?
All weekend. Yeah.
So many liquids, man. So
we got
many
stuck
liquids.
In the herd of people leaving the beach after. And the three of us, me, you, and Gabby, were walking. And all of a sudden, like, the sea of people parts for the champion who's on everybody's shoulders coming out with his flag. So proud.
He was wearing
spandex shorts with little American flag chonies over them. Little
very
underwears.
Cute.
And he's, like, so high on his victory. And then everybody starts opening the beers and spraying them all over us.
Did you see the sand horses?
Yes. Yes.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah.
We made, like... the last bit of it, right?
No, we were there from the get-go.
Yeah.
We were there from the get-go.
You
but
didn't
it's,
see? They were, no, they I mean, went I, that, they
but
went
we
all the way down and turned
start,
around.
Start, did we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were just taking off when we got there.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I think that was when Alicia
was like,
down with us.
They're already halfway
over there. Yep. Awesome.
So...
Yeah, so this has been a very full Fiesta weekend. So glad you guys are here, and I hope you guys make this a tradition and you come back again. And
next time we're going to stock up on spoons.
Spoons?
Oh, it's a mess. Yeah, we lost some spoons. We called a hotel in the middle of the night and apparently woke up the maintenance guy.
That was Saturday night?
For spoons?
Friday night.
We were so drunk.
They told us there was always someone there. Like, I thought in the area where people would, you know, reception
front
area.
Desk.
Front desk. Yeah. They said there was always someone there. So I called thinking I'd get the front desk, but it wasn't the front desk. It was the maintenance guy, and he was sleeping. And he
at
made
like
sure
1 in the morning.
He was sleeping.
We were all drunk. And we bought ice cream at 7-Eleven on the way home, and we needed to eat it. What were we supposed to do?
We lost the spoons that 7-Eleven had provided us.
Oh, God.
Come to find out, Bridget just kicked them.
He, like, slowly
I
counted
can't
them
be
into
blamed
the bag.
For that.
Three spoons. 1, 2, 3. Like, he knew we were going to lose them somehow.
Yeah, he's all, these drunk bitches are not going to make it home with these spoons.
we made it home. They just happened to be in the bathroom when we were looking, not where they
we
were.
We looked everywhere.
In the bathroom. It wasn't until the next morning I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, what is that? And I'm like, oh,
should I tell them?
I don't know if I should tell them the spoons exist.
And then I went on a solo mission to the maintenance man to get them, and then I fell over on the stairs, bringing them back. I wasn't going to drop them, though.
She's been
hurting
herself all week.
I wasn't going to drop them.
All
so
weekend.
I held on to my phone and my spoons, but I, like, toppled over on the stairs.
Were you still wearing that dress?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Did your boobs fall out?
My boobs are all out. No.
She's wearing this dress. This total booby dress. Oh, God, that's great.
Even a woman, like, even commented in Katrina's about them, right?
Oh, she was just looking. She said, hi. And then she was, like, just looking at my boobs, and I'm all, hey. Because I knew it was bad at that point. They were just all over the place.
They were fiestin'. They were having a good old time, too.
That's great.
Viva! They got the, yeah, they were viva. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why I got viva. All the old men.
Oh, I've been watching.
Had we gone to a different bar, it would have been a whole other age range. Trust me.
That's what always happens to me.
But I wanted you guys to see the Jerome band.
Oh no, that was
amazing. Good.
I would have not had it any other way.
Yeah,
such a good band.
I wouldn't have had they not been here. I wouldn't have gone in there.
Right, but yeah, Jerome was playing. It was amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess we'll wrap this up with our post Fiesta cast. What are we at, Bridget?
39 minutes.
Great, but you know what? I've got a lot in that 39 minutes.
We got shit to do. We got more food to go eat.
And, you know, you gotta watch the
pole.
Pole.
Yeah, we
gotta cook the rest of the people, the meal.
You gotta cook the rest of the people?
Meat pies?
Meat pies.
Meat pies! Yeah. Is it a thing
here? Is that a thing here in Gloucester? Meat pies? Meat pies.
Yeah, so,
delicious.
It's amazing. Awesome. Yay, thanks for coming out, guys. Hope you guys come out, you know, next year, too.
Oh,
like, this
goodness.
Is just tradition.
Yeah,
tradition.
So good.
Yes. So, episode 63 of the books.
Yep.
The Shell Niche.
Bye.
Peace out.
Adios, motherfuckers.
Bye.